This is the Universal Wrestling Podcast. Inside the ring.
Outside the ring.
It's all here.
We're talking about the greatest sport of all, professional wrestling.
Come on.
And now, here's Nick and Keith.
What's up, brother? Welcome back to the Universal Wrestling Podcast. My name is Nick. His name is Keith. We took a little bit off, but we are back in action. WrestleMania night one. You went to night two. I went to together, you and me, and the
boys. Yeah, man.
It was phenomenal. You had some other things you had to do. We're back, baby. And there's still a lot of news in the world of professional wrestling.
It just never stops.
Before we get to it, Keith, how the hell are you, buddy?
I'm all right, man. It took straight up, without exaggeration, it took until probably about Thursday to get like back to normal after Mania.
Absolutely.
Like you were saying, we went to night two together. I got surprised to go to night one with my brother-in-law while I was at my son's first birthday party. My wife was kind of just like, hey, going with Bob. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Out the door. Saw him smash his cake up and I'm like, cool. Thanks for coming, everyone. I'm out. And voice was gone. Probably about halfway into Becky Rhea, and I made it so much worse on night two. Tell you what,
We crushed it. We destroyed. We made but anyway our city. But you mentioned Rhea. Let's get to it, man. Rhea is injured. She had to vacate the title.
Dude.
Really, really bad timing, but. This is what happens. This is professional wrestling. We talked about it a couple times on the last episode and on the streams. This is what it's all about. Next woman up, next man up. And that's what we got. So Rhea did vacate the title on this Monday. And let's talk about it, man. I mean, there's so many highs for the Judgment Day. I mean, we had no idea. We had an inclination, but no one knew that Priest was going to do it.
I didn't think it was happening.
Yeah,
and exactly. I popped huge when that hit. That was crazy.
Yeah, I think I did, but that's another day, another time. Let's not get into that. My wife watches this. So Priest, maybe we had an idea on the way he did on that he would cash in, but not on the way. Not the way it happened with Drew giving that suck it, you know, sign to Punk. Punk flipped him on his back on the table and you heard the music. He comes out just, you know, picture perfect. This is what you want for WrestleMania. But again, let's get back to the topic. Rhea Ripley, mommy is injured. Keith, let's get into it. What are your thoughts, man? It's a good topic to talk about, but it's just sad, man.
Yeah, man. It sucks, man. Like, you know, there's been throughout the day today, I've seen all like everyone talking about all kinds of different things and everything. At the end of the day, no matter what your thoughts on it are, it sucks. Like it's really shitty. Like she has been, she probably would have continued to be like the kind of best part of like main roster women's division. Which I know there's a lot of people that are kind of like, she doesn't defend it a whole lot. We were talking about it when we're pre-Mania about how like EO barely defended hers before Bayley took it off of her. So like Rhea was really just the one like kind of holding everything down. You know, so it's going to be interesting to see what they do with the Judgment Day and all. I mean, it works out well, like serendipitously that like Priest cashed in and Priest is the heavyweight champion now. So like, there's that to at least go off of, but I mean, you know, like I said, no matter how you kind of like slice it here, like it sucks, man. Like she was in the midst of this dominant run. She like just passed like a year or whatever plus with it. And then boom, you know, freaking. Yeah. And like you said, it happens. It's wrestling. It ain't ballet, pal, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, you know, no, what is, you know, what's shitty too. And it's just a shitty situation. Maybe it's just a shitty coincidence, but when I was at WWE World, they had Pat McAfee live and she was the guest and I didn't get to watch her or I didn't get to see her live, but I listened to it on the way home and Pat McAfee brought up the injured hand. She had some kind of contraption on her hand and you know, look what happened. So yeah, she had it. She was wrestling with it. She did not use the brace obviously during, you know, her matches, but it was there. So again, if you're going to say it happened backstage with Liv, okay. So maybe it did.
Maybe it did. Maybe it didn't.
But it was there. And I mean, next woman up, I hear Liv's. I know Liv's fan base on the IWC is very strong, kind of like Banks or Monet's fan base. So we're hearing it. Liv would be nice. That would be cool. But Keith, how many times have I said it? When it's time, it's Becky's title, and it might be time. I don't know if she's going to go away for a long time or a short amount of time, because she was gone for a long, a good amount of time. We know that Seth is out, so maybe she's there with Seth and the whole family, baby, and we haven't had this before, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, I'm going to put you on the spot, but we got Liv. I don't know if our girl, Gonzalez, a.k.a. Rodriguez, is still injured. I think she has some kind of dealing with some kind of skin disease, right?
Something, mast cells, so mast cellular something.
I mean, we've seen we've seen Bliss on on Twitter saying, you know, it's her time and she'll be back soon. I don't really know who's next. I mean, you love your women's division, and I don't know. I mean, quick hitter if you got anything.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's obviously, like you said, there's a bunch of women off the top of my head that I would love for it to be, but there's nothing really behind it for any of them. I mean, I think the biggest positive coming out of this is that we're not getting like an interim women's champion.
Flair gets a quick pin.
Right.
Yeah.
None of that. So that's awesome. One of the things before I get to my, you know, people for it or whatever.
Yeah,
one of the things I did see a lot of people like kind of saying about it that I kind of agree with, but kind of don't. No, like I don't know the extent of the injury or anything. It sounds like she's going to be gone for like maybe 3-4 months ish. And like, we had those like spans of time where like Roman didn't defend his title for that amount of time. We didn't strip him of it and everything.
Yeah.
So like, I'm a little like, that's a little like kind of to me. Like you should, especially like with her being who she is, like you could easily leave it on her. Let her just keep the championship. Let her keep talking shit. Let Liv keep going with her revenge tour and everything. And Rhea being like, I mean, if I were cleared, I'd kill you, but I'm not. So, you know, and build and build and build. And then when she is ready to go. Exactly. Yeah. But
like Punk's done in the past, like Austin's done in the past, like Angle. I mean, come on. All these guys come back, and I mean, don't make her the GM. I love how it is now with Pearson. Aldis.
Friend of the channel, Nick Aldis,
But I don't know, have her come. Maybe do not a funny gimmick like they did, but something, you know, to show face. You know, what did they do? Didn't Randy, his first real legitimate injury?
RTV or whatever?
The report, something like that.
Yeah, he would show up and just,
The only thing
I'm saying you can even have her still showing up in the Judgment Day segments.
Yeah.
Like, they're on there all the time. Just have her still there with it, holding the title and just being like, you know, have the sling on.
Yeah.
Can't do anything.
Two things, and we get to the next topic. Maybe this changes the draft. I would think it would have to. And two, the only thing I would want to see is maybe Blair and Jade, but I think they're on SmackDown, so they're just going to have to deal with Bayley.
Well, and it sounds just like they're going to go for the women's tag title.
And that would actually make sense, but a little too late with the tag titles. Let's get to the next topic here. The Duder turns heel, baby, and Sami Zayn might be the face of Raw. This was just a banger, and Sheamus is back, so we're going to use that word, a banger for your main event on Monday Night Raw, and it was just the best of both worlds for our co-host, the Juicy Man, Keith. So I'm going to stop, and I want to hear all about it. Let's talk about it, buddy.
It was, I mean, I never want to see my boy get beaten down.
Yep.
But it was so well done. Just absolutely banger of a match between the two of them, because like, of course it was. And then, you know, they're shaking hands, everything's cool, and like, I love that it was like he like waited till like Sammy left the ring, like went over to his wife, and then was just like, and then just German on the ground, like,
and you know what was cool with that?
In Montreal, like, so much heat on Gable.
I'll let you get back to it, but I need to bring this up. What was cool with that is, like you said, he was going to his wife, I think his family, his father, whoever, and just the grab out of nowhere. Like, you saw Gable's hands, and it just like, I don't know. It was like kind of like wearing those virtual glasses. You were like, holy shit, I'm in it. Like, he's flowing me back too. But yeah, I mean, the only thing I can think of is lean in to the heel gimmick, please.
Yes.
I don't want to say he suffered, and I don't want to say he deserved the win at Mania. He should have been in that match, but maybe I'm thinking about it in the back of my mind. But I think Trips knows what he's doing, and I, to an extent, I agree. I love the Duder. I think he deserves that award.
Yeah.
But I don't think he could have been the champion that Sammy could have. But that's another day and another time.
Yeah.
I mean, what else do you got? What do you
I mean,
see?
Yeah, I'll say
heel. Yeah.
So I'll say as far as that match went, I X'd or tweeted or whatever we call it nowadays out after the IC title match ended, where I was just I texted you saying the same thing. I was just like, I've never been so happy to have been wrong in my life. Like, they completely changed my opinion on it all, as I knew they would. I love Gunther. I love Sammy. Those two put on a goddamn clinic. That was such a good match. Sammy is unparalleled, like unrivaled in selling.
Yeah.
Just amazing. So like, the match was great. I did, because I went into it the same way. I'm like, there should be some kind of Gable involvement, whatever, even if it's not him winning, have him interfere, blah, 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 do the heel turn then, whatever. But I love where we are with it. I agree with you. Let's lean into it. Let's maybe cut like the shoosh and thank you and all that.
And
like
theme song.
You know, let him. You can even keep that. I'm just because like I'm just thinking
cut off
like,
the first part.
He's literally exactly. Don't do the intro anymore. But the theme song, the rest of the theme is fine. Because like just let him be the Kurt Angle that he should have been from the outset.
Yep.
You know, have him now.
It's hard
be
not
like
to say Angle's
machine.
Name. Yeah,
it is because he is. He should have been Angle's illegitimate
son. Yeah,
he should have been.
I was
he
waiting
is.
For it.
And like, oh my God, everything about him screams Angle. So let just do it. Have him be, you know, what the IWC lovingly calls Perk Angle.
Yeah,
put the mouth guard in. Have him come out, just snap necks and cash checks.
Yeah,
just be ruthless.
Yeah.
Don't have to change anything. Have the Alpha Academy stay with them and have them just being like, dude, like what the hell? And have like them like move away from him and still call themselves Alpha Academy and everything. And like, just let Gable go off and be, you know, because then that's always there to kind of, you know, snick back into if it's not working out the way you want it to and you want to turn them back. Not that I'm saying they should or anything or that it won't work out or whatnot, but like you always have that for safety. But yeah, no, definitely. Well-timed heel turn, lean into it, let him do it.
Yeah, and the good thing about being ruthless is you don't have to be, you know, 6'8" and 230 with no fat on you. You can be a little guy. We don't have to bring up his name, but Ruthless Aggression, you get it. You know, or Toothless Aggression. We don't have to bring him up, but he was that exact thing. Maybe we'll see something like Gable, you know, turn it up just a aisle or two. He has it in the ring. There's nothing he can't do. And I know I said I can't see him as a champion. I mean, like at WrestleMania for the title, I can obviously see him win an IC title, the US title, the Universal, Undisputed, whatever they want to call it nowadays. So let's get to the next topic here. Keith, big changes are coming to the WWE in 2024. We've seen some already. The crowd, the light looks a little similar to NXT. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's darker. We've seen that even at WrestleMania. We've seen that on SmackDown and Raw. Let's see. What else? The stage. I used to call it the Titantron, but is it still a Titantron?
I still call it the Titantron.
Yeah. The stage setup.
Yeah.
That's a little smaller. I think they're bringing in more fans, maybe Cody, maybe Rock, maybe Roman. Mm-hmm. That's another day, another time. But since they're bringing in more fans, since they're selling out more arenas, they have more seats there that they usually don't use because it's behind the Titantron. So they are making it similar to like the Rumble, making it similar to PLEs that are in different countries. Like, you know, Backlash, it was just that one aisle. So
yeah.
I dig it. I don't mind it. I don't think it's going to hinder my the way I watch it, but just don't mess with my music. I want the fireworks too. I want the music.
Yeah.
I
mean,
the new trend the past 2 weeks is get rid of Death Rebel and bring back Jim Johnson and bring back
CFO dollar sign O's.
Yeah, I'm all for that. Just don't mess with the music. Don't mess with that. You know what I mean?
I get you.
Make it darker. I don't give a shit. Make the Titantron smaller. I don't care. But what I really want to dive into, and then we'll get to what your thoughts are, is
big
changes are coming. We see it. The Rock was allowed to cuss. It seems like mid-carders and other WWE superstars are allowed to cuss. Mm-hmm. I like it. I think we're getting towards the Netflix era where it don't matter, man. You don't have time constraints. It doesn't matter if you slip the F-bomb, if you say shit, asshole. I mean, Pat McAfee is going to have a heyday, or he's going to have so
much. He already does.
Yeah. So let's hear it. Just overall changes, good, bad, and different. Let's hear it. What do you got?
No, I've been all for all of them. Especially, I mean, I know it's like the popular thing for a lot of people to like bag and dump it all on them, but especially like right after Kevin Dunn left, like the camera stuff got so much better. I love the long, like the continuous shot of like Jay leaving the ring, going through into the back, and like seeing Sammy and like stopping talking to Sammy, and then Sammy has the long one shot through out into the through the entrance. Like, yeah, like it's like cinematic stuff. Like it's like the scene, what's like at the beginning of Goodfellas. When he like goes down the steps and it's the long shot as he's weaving through the kitchen and everything, and they bring the table out for him and all and set him right out front and everything, like, you know.
And they got
it's good. I love it.
The sky cam too. That's
cool. Like I'm into all the new camera angles and stuff. The stage, I completely agree with what you said. Make it bigger, make it smaller, make it whatever. But we just got Pyro back like sort of recently. Don't get rid of Pyro again.
Yeah.
So, like, make it as small as you want to make it, but don't make it so small that we can't have that stuff anymore, because, like, that's been a very welcome change back. Like, welcoming back or whatever, however you want to say that. But, like, been very into that. I mean, I think I'll put it this way. There hasn't been anything they've done yet that I've been like, oh, this sucks. This doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
You know, like The lighting is always great, as long as it's not like blinding fans in the upper deck. We know about that from Mania 2. That was friggin' terrible. Like, you know, but that's a stadium, whatever.
It just,
so like, seems, however you're lighting it, where it's, you know, if it's working for the fans, it's working for you guys, then let it ride. You know, like I said, I haven't seen anything that's been like, man, I don't like this. So I'm all for all of it.
Yeah, I am too. And it just seems like they can be themselves, you know, like how many times, like, for instance, the whole Roman Reigns thing, like the reason why we didn't want him is because A, he was forced down our throats, and B, he just said the stupidest shit. I mean, the what was it? Coyote something, like it was just like blah.
Suffering succotash, one always points.
That's it. And it just
Snivelin's something sack of suffering succotash or
it's
so fucking bad.
And it's nice that if The Rock can do it, anyone else can do it, which I did, because I don't like the restraints on,
right,
well, he's made us millions and all that. It's like,
so I will say,
say the F word for some reason. Yeah. Yeah. Don't go to overboard, right?
Exactly. I will say I'm all on board with like how that, you know, everything worked out with that. I'm on board if they're allowing that again, they'll ever being a little more lenient with everything. It should be something though that like, because it helps bring like a human element into it. Like, if you and I are having like this heated argument, sooner or later, one of us is probably way sooner than later in our cases. But like, those words are coming out like quick in a fight as real human beings.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's one of those things that you don't think about it when it's not happening. But like when you do hear it, it's just like, that's just like, that's how people talk. Like if you were beating somebody up with a weight belt in the rain and everything.
Yep.
You're going to drop. I don't give a shit. Fuck you. I don't care if the fucking cameras are late. You know what I mean? Like, that's the intensity. It's the realness. I just don't want them to overdo it. You know?
Oh, yeah. Like, absolutely.
With that in place and everything, I'm in support of it and everything. But, like, you know, I don't need to see, like, I'm trying to think of, like, a mid-card kind of, like, thing. Like, I don't need, like, Bronson Reed now on WWE Speed on Twitter just being like, man, I beat the shit out of you, Ricochet. Like,
Well,
You know, like, I don't need that. Like, make it work, make it passionate, like we want it to be, and then yeah, I'm all for it.
We've all been there, where you got maybe an uncle or an elder, let's say, and you know, every other word is FFF, and it's like, I hope that's not me. You know, like,
that was absolutely me until I had a kid.
Yeah, it was me until Sunday.
Still is now, even with a kid that it's
yeah, me,
but.
Well, we're on the topic of big changes, and they revealed the new WWE Tag Team Champions Championships. And it's a sweet design. It's similar to the women's title, Rhea's title, or former women's champion. And it's also similar to Seth Rollins. It's similar to the World Heavyweight Championship. Little differences. It does say, you know, WWE tag team in red.
Yeah, so, has the big, know, the big WWE in the middle too. That's like their thing now.
I'll tell you one thing. When I went to WWE World, they had the titles and the cases, obviously. And looking at the Spartan titles, I was thinking to myself, this is embarrassing, man. It was just, and even the Velcro is just like another like. Velcro, I get it. It's difficult to, you know, put the belt on.
Pop them. Oh yeah.
Yeah, but it's
that's just like, one of the buttons on this bad boy.
Yeah.
Toward the top is like busted off from pulling it too much.
Yeah.
Like it'll stick on it. So like I get it.
Yeah. I guess it's for me. It's similar to the new look. I don't mind it. It's just don't give me. This might be breaking news, or I don't know. People may not. Like this opinion, but I'm not a big fan of the IC title, the new one.
Oh, no, me neither.
Yeah,
so big fan of the people who have held it so far.
Of course, yes.
No.
Yeah. So don't make it similar to that. Keep the United States Championship. Keep it that. I mean, I know it's not supposed to be as big as the world titles, but make it look good. Make it worth holding. And those tag titles just were awful. I mean, it's just the Spartans, that was a good idea. But other than that, it was nickel, it was quarter, it was a penny, it was a silver dollar. Just make it gold. That's what we want.
Oh, and the penny ones, they were the worst. The black straps and the copper, those were the worst. The new ones, I like them. I don't know if it's just because like I'm so used to seeing the red and the blue straps that like there's a part of me that's just like, I wish they had red straps. Like,
yeah,
look weird without the red strap. But I think it's just because I'm so used to seeing
the
red strap. But like, yeah, I mean, it looks like the way they're going toward the new belts.
Exactly.
You know, the round, I wish it was I don't know. Like, they're cool. I don't want to I don't want to spend 20 minutes like crap on them or anything. There's just like some little things to it that you're just going to like take getting used to. Because it's got the side plates kind of like the world title does. So like that's kind of cool. But it's still the round, and it's like the leather around the round is like really small. So it looks like kind of like chunky in some way. But then I'm also glad that they didn't just decide to like thicken it and make it like the North American title or anything, where it's like the thicker band all the way around. So like
good point.
It's distinct that way. Yeah, it'll take a little bit of getting used to, but I think they're cool. Not like when they first revealed the Universal title, that was like, oh, Jesus. And we all got used to that and everything, and that was fine. So, like, we'll get used to these two. But, yeah, I don't think they're bad at all. I think they're pretty cool.
Again,
you're going to see what they do with the SmackDown ones.
Yes, yes. Again, Keith, at the end of the day, it's a next step forward. It's
exactly
it's what you want.
Moving away from the old
titles. It's the new intro, the new outro, the new everything. Yeah, like, it's really cool. It is something you want to see. Keith, two more topics. Let's get to the next one.
Let's do it.
The Undertaker finally got some closure on his WWE career. On the 6 Feet Under podcast, The Undertaker shared that WWE WrestleMania 40 gave him closure on his wrestling career. He noted that he had struggled with being fully retired, but being involved in the Rhodes and Reigns match finally put his mind to ease. And, you know, could have been Stone Cold. Maybe it could have been Rikishi. Could have been The Godfather. Could have been. Yeah, I mean, the list goes on who was involved with the Samoans.
Right.
But Austin made sense for The Rock. But I think Taker made more sense because, you know, he went one-on-one with Roman. And that was pretty much his last match. And he lost. So I thought this was interesting. You told me a little story I didn't know. Let's hear your thoughts and give us what you said.
Yeah. So I had heard, I don't know if it was on the same podcast or if it was an interview he did before he did the 6 feet under and everything, but apparently it was like, so I, separate from the story I'm going to tell with him, it was, I had heard after the fact and everything, it was supposed to be Austin. They were in talks with Austin and everything, but they couldn't come together on a number. Mm-hmm. Which, like, it's one of those things that you hear and it's like, I get it, and it's Austin, so like, shut up and just pay him. But at the same time, it's just like, Austin, bro, it's the 40th anniversary of WrestleMania, just show be up. There yeah. just be there for us, man. Like, but it's tough to say that also when 2 years ago he was there and had an impromptu match and was friggin' taking suplexes on the concrete and stuff. Yep. So like, I don't know where I lie with that one, but yeah. Like, so anyway,
well, I'm with you.
Apparently it was going to be him. They couldn't come to a number, so then they took Taker. But then Taker was also saying that like he didn't really know until like the day of that he was going to be like involved in the finish. I heard them. He was talking about like he was in his like suite at the Link, and was sitting there like into like the first like couple of matches, and then like he had talked to Triple H beforehand, like. Earlier on in the week, he said, like, when they got into Philly on, like, Wednesday or whatever, they had, like, talked and, like, hey, maybe something will happen, maybe whatever. And he's like, yeah, well, you know, whatever it is, let me know. Like, you know, whatever. Like, very, very fluid. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. We don't know what's happening, da-da-da-da-da. So then on Sunday, he was there, like, in his suite, bottle of Jack, getting ready to go to get it all going together. And then he got the text from Hunter just being like, yo, come down here, basically. So he had a leave the suite and go backstage, and they got them all lined up and did the thing.
And apparently
that's part of the reason why he like ran out like right underneath us. He like ran back up and out because he was running back to go up back to his suite or whatever. But yeah, so I mean, it's great to hear that, especially after watching his documentary after the Hall of Fame with him. And like how really like upset he was with like the Goldberg match in Australia. Was that one? Or that was, no, that was a Saudi show. Well, and then also in Australia, the Brothers of Destruction and DX, like, those, like him having those where it was like Roman should have been the end one. But then he came back for these Saudi and Australian money ones and was just like, what the hell, man?
Yeah.
And then how like, you know, basically handpicking AJ to be like, this guy will friggin' do me right. And let's do the Boneyard and everything. And the Boneyard's fantastic. So, I mean, it's good. I'm glad that he feels that way with everything. Cause he was always one, you know, well before he retired and everything being like, you know, he never wanted to be that guy that, you know, he was still coming out to shows and like you and me at a show with Marty and Hudson, like respectively, just being like, hey man, you should have seen him back when I was like your age.
Yeah.
And instead it's just going to be a thing, you know, we'll be there and you know, the gong goes off again. I'll throw him down and be like, you have no idea. You have no idea how amazing this is. The gong.
Yeah. Yeah. You
know, Sunday, I lost my shit when that gong went off.
Yeah. I love it too, just because of, you know, what you mentioned, those matches and, you know, he knows he was in it. We know we watched it. I mean, it was just bad, but just to have closure, because it's so hard to be at the top, and he might not have sold the most merch. He may have not, you know, had, you know, may have not sold out MSG like Austin and whoever else did, but he was the locker room leader. He was the guy that said, you know what? We're going to court. You know what? We're doing this. You know what? You listen to me. And it's just, you know, he's like the MJ. I mean, the whole thing with The Last Ride coming out, what, a week or two or a month after, you know, The Last Dance, or a year later, like it. Just,
yeah, man. He just not like
coincidental. They are similar in many ways. And
he just is. He's so WWE. Like there was never, you know, people whose names we maybe shouldn't be saying or whatever has said in past interviews, like he was someone I was never worried was jumping to WCW. Like that was never even a thought in my mind. The peak of all of it, when they're sniping and trying to steal away and all this kind of stuff, it was like I was never worried that he was going to be one of them, because it didn't matter what they offered. I knew he was just going to be like, no, like I made it all here. I'm going to keep it all here. And he did. And he's like, he's totally, you know, he's like a lifetime achievement, like Deuter Award person.
Yeah.
Like just, you know, mix it. Yep. Like, it's like crazy to like remember this kind of crap, dude. But like, you remember in like, what was that? Like 01, 02, 03 ish time. Like he fought on pay-per-views for the friggin' hardcore title.
Oh my
God. Like he was the defending hardcore champion on like a couple of pay-per-views. Now, granted, not like your Mania or like your SummerSlam necessarily. It was like a Backlash and a Judgment Day or whatever. But like, still, like it's the friggin' Undertaker. This is the guy who has, it's the same guy who like shared a ring with Hulk Hogan, like in the midst of Hulkamania. You know, the guy who crucified Stone Cold, kidnapped Stephanie and was going to impregnate her for satanic rituals. Like all of this like mad stuff you think about in the legend around him. And it was just like, oh yeah. Also, he was the hardcore champion defending against like Raven and the Hurricane on like Backlash 02. Maven and the Hurricane, and maybe Raven was mixing it too, because Raven has all of them, you know, like just stuff like that. Like he was totally just, I'm going off on a tangent, but I'm glad that he feels closure, because he deserves closure, and he deserves nothing but just all the admiration from everybody. Exactly. Even if you don't think he's like the best worker in the world, and there's always going to be those people, because nobody is good to everybody, and then whatever, everybody's stupid. We're all fucking stupid as wrestling fans. You, me, everybody that's watching everybody. This, we all fucking suck and are stupid.
You fucking suck, so, but thank you for watching. I do.
Exactly. No, we all suck. Thank you for watching. We all fucking suck. I include myself in that. Yes, but like, sir.
Yeah.
Whatever your thoughts anywhere else are, like, it's the friggin' Undertaker. It's the last piece of the tangent I'll go off of. Like, Undertaker is the one where even, like, my wife and my sister-in-law, like, they very, very, very basically know like modern wrestling stuff only to like humor and talk to me about things. But like my sister-in-law like texted me on Monday and was just like, the Undertaker came back last night. And like me and my brother-in-law were like, yeah, no, totally. He was there. And like, this is the same, like she watched when she was younger, like, you know, Attitude Era kind of stuff. Like when he was forcing it, when my brother-in-law was forcing his sisters to watch, but like, you know, they didn't stick with it or anything. And like, you know, but like, yeah, like her being that way, and even leading up into Mania and her, I mean, The Rock and all, but like, yeah, she was just like, we texted out that like The Undertaker came back to like our family chat, and she was like, no way. My mother-in-law was even like, yeah, no, I remember The Undertaker. Yeah.
That's
it's good that he feels closure. It's good that,
exactly.
I'm glad he's got it all, because he's the fucking man.
And it's just, it's a cool thing. We said everything about Taker that's so positive, and this is one of the biggest things, and this is one of the hardest things too, is, you know, when a character is done, when he is dead, you don't bring him back. And Taker lives by that. He will not come back as the dead man. And I respect the hell out of him, because that's part of the whole thing. It's part of the character. It's part of the gimmick. I mean, you get yourself into that character. He said, no, he said, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to come back as Taker. If that's, you know, dead man or a biker Taker, what do you call
American Badass,
red devil, whatever, big red,
Booger,
whatever.
Yeah, Booger Red, Big Evil.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever. So I love that. Keith, it's amazing. We didn't say Cody's name. We didn't discuss Cody at all. I feel like we might have to, but
we'll just say it a bunch for the clicks. Yeah. Cody.
Yes, sir. Keith, before we get out of here, we're going to leave the viewers, the watchers, the listeners a little treat. We're going to show them how our weekend was at WrestleMania, since we didn't have the time or the we couldn't find any time to do it.
Couldn't find a voice.
The voice.
Couldn't find a voice for
the voice. So we hope you enjoy this. This is from Sunday night or Saturday night, Friday night at WWE World. And Keith attended Saturday night.
Yeah.
So you'll see a little bit of that. And Sunday, you'll see some of that. My POV is going to be very crazy, so enjoy what you can if you can see it, but you'll see it. It's fun. We got LA Knights theme song. We got Taker coming out, Damian Priest. So little treat for you, but before we get to that, Keith, give the people what they want. How can they find you?
You already know I'm on X at Keith of the Ring. I'm on Instagram at underscore Keith of the Ring and TikTok at Keith of the Ring.
Yep, we're a little rusty. We'll get back in it.
I gotta get back into it.
I always want to say Twitter, but you can find us on Instagram at the UW Podcast, X at the UW Pod, and we do have a fancy website, uwpod.com. Enjoy the clips. Have yourself a good night. We'll see you next time right here on the UW Pod. Peace.